This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 22, Sweet and Sour. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 10. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Let's reflect some more today on what it can mean to say that the good news message of salvation, represented by the little scroll, is sweet and sour. When John, the narrator of this story, asked the angel to give him the little scroll, he was told, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." We like the sweet as honey part, but we don't like the idea of a sour stomach. Couldn't the good news of God just linger in our mouths and not sink down deep inside? When I think about this, I'm reminded of my friend Wynn, who, as an adult, came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Wynn took the good news and savored it. He read God's Word, the Bible, and he studied it and loved it. Then one day he reflected on Jesus' teaching that says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Wynn had grown up in Vietnam in the 1970s, and his body still carried scars inflicted by ruthless enemies. Now, the good news message, which had tasted so sweet, turned sour in his stomach. Wynn's memories of those scars gave him deep pain and bitterness and anger. But in Christ, his faith grew stronger as his anger turned to forgiveness. Faith in Jesus requires letting God's Word sink deep down inside us to change us, wherever we may need to be changed and healed. Pray with me. Spirit of God, sink your Word deep inside me to make changes where I need them. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.